You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hello. Hi, hi, hi.
Hey, hey, hey.
We are here. We are there. We are everywhere. We're here. We're there. We're every blanking where. You know what that's from?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso. That is right, Jody. Oh, ring that bell in front of you right there. Oh, yes. You're right. Righto. Yeah. Righto. So, the spring is here, and that means that Josh's Farmer's Market in Mooresville, North Carolina, is back in full swing.
Yep.
And they've added so much stuff lately. Mm-hmm. Well, not lately, but since last year, last season.
Yeah.
They now do seafood. They do a seafood haul, which means they haul in a bunch of seafood, Jody.
Thank you. Thank
they actually you. Go out there and get it themselves. Like they're out there in like those yellow rain suits and, you know, being
waiters.
Full on men's of the sea is what they are.
Yeah.
And that is every Thursday is when they do their haul.
Okay.
And so you get the fresh seafood and crawfish too. You know, they've gotten into the crawfish and that's live cool. or cooked.
Ooh.
All right. I'm not supposed to say it this way because they are, you know, a sponsor and all, but I wonder what those cooked crawfish taste like. You know, being from Louisiana, are these North Carolina boys cooking crawfish properly? That's what I want to know.
I bet they are.
Well, there's only one way for us to find out.
Go try it.
No, I'm not go try it. They can bring it here.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't just be walking amongst regular people out there, Jody, as famous as I am. Mm-hmm. Too damn famous.
Yeah. Yep. Sure. What else they got?
What? We need lights on, Todd? We're not going to start over, are we?
No.
All right. Good. Can we close those blinds? I always like it when there's less
light. I like the blinds open because it's better bright. It looks better.
But you're pretty, Jody.
No. Those look good with those open, I bet you.
I bet you they don't. Lighting don't never they? Looks good on me.
Don't they, Todd?
Darkness looks good on me. The darkness. You got a what? All right. Well, anyway, with Josh's Farmer's Market, you know, they have all the fresh produce and everything. They do produce hauls as well. So every weekend they've got fresh produce.
I love
new,
their produce.
New fresh produce. And, the flowers are there on, you know, Fridays through Sundays.
Y'all better get there delivery. And get those flowers though early.
Mm-hmm.
Because they will be gone.
Yeah, they do go.
They do go.
And in a hurry.
I love when they start having tomatoes and strawberries and, I just love all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And they have the food trucks out there on the weekends. And Friday, which would be tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow is those Granny's apple cider donuts that are so good. Uh-huh. And then there's Cousins lobster truck.
The lobster rolls. Who doesn't love a lobster roll?
Mm-hmm. Then Saturday is Tobo's and Third Eye Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday, Tin Kitchen and Granny's will be back. So
nice.
All of that at Josh's Farmer's
Market. Love it. Mm-hmm.
But I would say that, you know, they would understand that. They wouldn't be all offended if I said, how are these North Carolina boys cooking crawfish?
No, they'd just tell you how. Mm. They'd be like, this is how we do it. And yeah. Everybody likes it. Mm-hmm. Louisiana boys, shut it.
Right.
That's what they'd say.
But, you know.
I mean, what? What?
I'm sure that's great, but...
I don't think I've ever had your crawfish.
No, because, you know, we live in North Carolina. Up till now, it's been hard to get them. I'm going to get them now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I do think, though, what I was going to say is I think it would be the right thing to do for mm-hmm. me to go and help them with my tips on how to boil crawfish. Mm-hmm. I think they would appreciate that.
I think I
even though they haven't asked.
I think I saw on their social media they caught them mud bugs.
Mud what?
Mud bugs.
Bugs.
Mm-hmm. Crawfish. They live in the mud, in the ditches, and the
they're know, not the a bug, feeder. Are they?
Yeah, they look like bugs.
They are gross. You know, they're not pretty.
Some people call them mud
but they
bugs.
Are good.
Mm. What? The crawfish? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course.
So good.
Yeah. But I might just give them a little tip here or there.
I'm sure they really want it.
People love when they get unsolicited advice.
Do they?
That's one of the things that people...
Mm-hmm. people do you love that?
Just, you have no idea mm-hmm. how much I love that.
I know.
No, I'm sure they're great. And I'm going to go try... I wish we could go try them this weekend. Can we? Are we busy?
No, we can go.
I'm going to have to call ahead and say I'm not waiting in line.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to wait in line, Jody. Mm-hmm. I can't be doing that.
Okay.
I haven't waited in a line for anything since 1994. So that's how long I've been famous.
Golly.
Mm-hmm. Now, your ass has to wait in line.
And I don't have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? Ugh.
Yeah, I can imagine because I do it.
Going to the grocery store and not having them jump to open a special register for you. How do people do that?
It's hard life, but we do it.
Okay. We have a little bit of a dilemma on our hands today.
Oh.
Somebody on our podcast staff is a little bit stressed, mm-hmm. and we might need to really cheer him up a little bit.
Where are the dum-dums?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're gone.
No.
Riggins hit them over there. But we'll get into all that and get really, really going with some stuff. One of the things is Jody has insulted me again this week, and I've held on to it until we could do the podcast and throw it out there.
Oh, my gosh.
So all of that fun stuff is coming up.
TJ and Jody's house.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
TJ and Jody's house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Welcome back to the I guess now would be considered a distant, way distant second fan favorite of the Ace and TJ family of projects.
Mm-hmm.
That whoever does that cooking show has just taken off with the number one spot.
Mm-hmm. I think that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Are people loving that? That fend for yourselves cooking show with, I found out that I can call myself a chef with no training.
How'd you find out?
Alexis told me.
How'd
she said you don't have, if to be a chef, you don't have to have any kind of training or any of that formal stuff.
So you're a chef.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Actually, I want to be called a chief instead of a chef. I'm a food chief.
Okay. Whatever you want.
Then I could also call myself a doctor if I wanted to.
I know.
The food doctor.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I can do all these things.
Yep.
But Mr. Todd
is
stressed today. We started the record of the podcast about an hour or so later than we normally do. He was running late and sounding great, you know. So what has you so stressed, Mr. Todd? Is it Jody?
Renovating the house.
Jody.
Mm-hmm.
Dum-dum. I'm going through withdrawals on the dum-dums.
Well,
then you're getting your feel with Jody there.
She's a dum-dum.
Dork. Dork.
I'm good. Everything's fine.
Mm-hmm. Well.
It's life.
You haven't been looking forward to our day today?
I am.
Because record the podcast, then we go do the cooking show, Fend for Yourselves, and we spend the whole afternoon together.
You are my medicine.
That's precious. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're my medicine.
Yeah.
Mm.
So thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, and I enjoy being your medicine, but for real, you did bring your Afrin, right? Sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't need you.
Did he get messed up last time? Yeah.
But no, I'm just saying he's got enough stressing him out now with a home renovation project and everything.
Yeah. You know, and I have so many Easter candies out, so you just help yourself. Oh, I've got more.
The Snickers and the Reese's.
Yeah. Yeah, I got more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told TJ, I was like, oh, maybe I do have an addictive personality. I couldn't stop eating the Snickers.
Well, you know what? Snickers is what we provide here too in laughter.
Oh boy, you're on a roll. Dad joke roll.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, I'm a dad.
But you're not a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. So I got some of those our daughter left them, those drinks that you like. You know, that you drink those college girl drinks, those Trulies and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
We have some of those.
Margarita Trulies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you like that one last week or no?
It was all right.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you had those, Jody?
Mm-hmm. I had the watermelon one. It was good.
Mm-hmm. You always go for the watermelon, don't you?
I do. I love watermelon. Mm-hmm. Love it.
I had the, what flavor beer was that I had? Beer flavored beer. I had that.
You have that every day.
Not every day, just when I'm stressed.
Every day.
Yeah, because I am stressed every day.
Every day.
People don't even know the pressure. Or as Jody's dad from Indiana says, pressure. The pressure that I'm under nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Same here. Mm.
And you know what, though, Jody? Thank you for being my rock at home.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much for being there for me
You're welcome.
Rock of Gibraltar is what you are.
A what?
The Rock of Gibraltar.
Ooh.
However.
Mm-hmm. However, what did I do to hurt your feelings?
It doesn't hurt my feelings. It's just, you know, it's just part of how you are. It's part of what makes you you.
All right, what I do.
Whenever people describe you and they use your own name as an adjective, that's how you know that you're really, really something.
Who does that? You and Riggins?
You are just so Jody.
That's Riggins.
That's what people say. You're so Jody.
Mm-hmm.
So the other day, I was kind of, you know, funning around. And I said, the next time I go visit our son, his college is about 2.5 hours away. Mm-hmm. And I went in the middle of the week one time and took him to lunch and all and came back. I said, the next time I do that, I'm going to borrow my little friend Jenny's car, which is it's a really, really expensive, fancy sports car.
Right.
Like ones that you only see in movies and stuff.
Yeah. Do you want to say what kind?
Do what?
What kind? Can you say what
kind? I don't think she would care. No. Her family's in the car business. So it's an Aston Martin.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. She never drives it. It's one of those things. It's just, she has a regular car that she drives every day, and she never drives this car hardly.
Never.
So I said I was going to borrow that and go pick up our son at his dorm room, and then take him to lunch and all around the little town and everything. And she said, Jody goes, why would you do that? Why would you even come up with that? It's because people would think he was cool getting in and out of that car. And, you know, all the college people would think he was cool. So she couldn't just say, there's no way Jenny would let you borrow that car and take it 2.5 hours away just to go take Aiden to lunch. She couldn't leave it at that. She goes, there's no way Jenny is going to let you take that car because she already thinks you drive like crap. She thinks you're a terrible driver anyway, and I know she's not going to let you take that car.
I didn't say that.
I mean, why was that necessary? So that tells me that they spend a lot of time talking about how bad of a driver I am. They don't like riding with me.
You make us nervous.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, he would just have to be in the car to witness. Like he doesn't always pay attention, and like there'll be some slamming of the brakes, some changing lanes, not realizing there's a car there. I don't know. He just his attention span is not big anyway. So you got all this going on the road, and let one thing deter. Like he's off looking at something else, and then you got to switch. It's just, it's a mess. And she gets car sick when he's driving.
Yeah, they say that I can't, and I can see that too sometimes. I can't keep it in a straight line. I tend to move a little bit. Yeah.
Not even swerve. Like, you'll just be, all of a sudden you're jerking. Yeah.
I guess.
So let's say he has his hand on the steering wheel, and then, and let's say Michael's talking to him in the passenger seat, Jenny's husband, and he says something, and he'll go to look at him, and he goes, yeah, like the wheel.
So then we go
in the back.
Yeah.
And you can't be doing that with that little car of hers. I would be nervous with you taking that car.
But I wouldn't dream of asking her to take that car, nor would I want to drive that little car, because the only time I've been in it is with her driving it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be able to get out of it if she weren't pushing me in the back
out
to push me out of
I've
the thing.
I've never ridden in that thing.
Because, Great Rear Flat people don't need to be riding in little tiny sports cars that are low to the ground.
I think she let me take it.
Yeah, she would let me take it if I asked her.
I don't know about that.
She would.
Okay. If you think so. Mm-hmm.
Ask her tomorrow night. We're going to see them tomorrow night. Ask her.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to watch her go. That's what she's going to do.
But I would feel like a complete idiot.
What?
Driving around in that car, an old dude like me.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I'm a simple.
Them are old dudes.
No, but I mean, I'm a simple fella. I'm not flashy. I'm not, any of that. I would feel ridiculous, like those. If you've ever seen footage of Hugh Hefner in his pajamas dancing in the middle of a bunch of hot women at the Playboy Mansion, that's what I would feel like. He looked like a complete dork, just like an old, awkward, cringy old man.
Because
we've been watching that Secrets of Playboy documentary, and all.
Boy, y'all need to watch that if you haven't.
Yeah, we don't like him.
That's a bad, bad man.
He's in hell. Was. That's for sure.
No, probably.
Yeah, he's wearing silky pajamas in hell right now.
He was horrible. Horrible human.
Uh huh. But that's what I would feel like if I was driving around. Now, her dad, when he comes to town, he looks cool driving it because he's a car guy. He's, you know, he's in the business.
Yeah.
He's got a cool, you know, gray, silver mustache, and his hair's completely gray and it's pulled back, you know, combed back.
And he always has sunglasses.
Always looks cool. Wears black shirts all the time, which I think is a cool thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I tend to wear black shirts a lot.
Yeah.
But he wears them with a collar.
Yes.
You know, and pressed and stuff.
Yes.
But no, I would look like, some freshly divorced guy cruising sorority row.
Ooh.
And cheesy. I need gold chains on and brace. I better stop before I insult people.
Yes.
Because they're going to be like, hey, I wear that.
You're right. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I just never have been a fan of bracelets on men.
Uh-huh.
You know, especially if they got big old hairy arms, you know.
Not like this. Like
no, those are those little rubber
bands. Our son wears those.
Uh-huh, yeah.
He dressed like a college boy.
Our son's 18. Todd. But I did want to ask Mr. Todd. Okay. We don't have to do it on the podcast here, but just remind me. I think we're always trying to get our son to dress better than he does, and he wears big, you know, basketball shorts and crazy t-shirts that are too big for him and things like that. And he doesn't like any of the things that we try to get him to wear, like pants, you know, khakis or jeans or anything. If you tell an 18-year-old to wear jeans, he's like, oh, what is that? But I think he'd wear those pants that Mr. Todd wears all the time. He wouldn't? Why?
No, because he doesn't like it. He doesn't like them at the bottom.
The jogger style. Mm-hmm. I thought he did. Mm-mm. He doesn't now.
Mm-mm. Mm. Mm-mm. And don't let me suggest it, because it doesn't matter what I say, he's going to be like, no.
All the time?
All the time.
Even in the winter?
Yes. He does have some sweatpants that he's gotten up, because, you know, it's cold up there.
Yeah.
So he's worn those. But, yeah, I told him he had to get a decent outfit to wear to his sister's graduation.
That's what I'm saying. Some of these pants that Mr. Todd wears, I mean, you know that they're jogger type pants, but some of them look like regular khakis or black pants and stuff like that. But they all do have the elastic at the bottom, right? But do they make that brand, whatever brands you wear, do they make them in different styles?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They make them in men's? Hey, you see what I did?
I know. Yeah, you're a funny kid.
But those are probably really expensive, though. We're not trying to spend like more than $11 a pair.
$11.
$11 a pair.
These weren't expensive.
He did tell me that even though I don't like his graphic T-shirts, that's what's in style for kids his age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but oversized ones. That's what
I'm saying. He wears them too big, and I don't think. I think if he wore them with a nice pair of shorts and not basketball shorts, it would look better.
Mm-hmm. Because the shirt needs to fit him. You know.
I know. I know.
At least tight enough where we can see his nipples poking through.
Okay. Well, whatever. I just.
That's always a good look for a young man.
Mm-hmm.
For him to have pokies.
Ooh, pokies
in his shirt.
So weird.
Yeah, I mean, we paid for those nipple piercings. We ought to be able to see them through the shirt. I mean, wasting our money.
Mm-hmm.
No, he doesn't have. He's probably going to be mad that we're putting his business in the street anyway.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to be mad.
But you've strong-armed him into getting a haircut.
Good.
When is that happening?
Middle of April, when he's home for Easter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. It was either get one or I'm taking you to someplace else on my own.
But you think if Mr. Todd told him about these clothes that he would wear them?
No.
Nah, because Mr. Todd tried to tell him something about, because he went to that same college, tried to tell him something to do with the college.
He doesn't listen to anybody. He doesn't listen to anybody.
Mm-mm.
We could tell him this, and then next year he would act like he'd never heard it, and it would be his idea, and it would be fine. So you just can't tell him anything.
Yeah. Well, let's stop talking to him altogether. Let's cut him off.
Okay.
Cut all communication with him.
With him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
And the girl one too. We've gotten all the mileage we can out of her. She's about to be her own person out there.
Yeah.
You know, bebopping and scatting all over life. You know.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about how you stepped up to the plate and surprised me on a date last Friday?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, well, if you want. I mean, I'm not one to really talk about myself, but
oh, gosh.
If you want to tell uh-huh. it and put in every detail, then that's fine.
Okay. Every detail?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, not the bad detail. But no, yeah, we went on a date mm-hmm. last Friday.
We did. Because I told you.
With other people. Like, no. She went out with some guy she met on Tinder.
But I did say that it was time for you to step it up to do something like that, because you never plan anything ever.
And,
unless it's the TV. But anyway, so he did. He told me to be ready at 5:45 to leave, because that's when all the young, cool people go out at 5:45. And so I was, and then we went to a restaurant that he has always wondered about all these years.
Yeah, I've seen it. No, I've seen it. And we eat at other places close to there.
Mm-hmm.
And I always just wondered what it was about.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I thought we could explore together in a culinary adventure.
And we did. It was good. Mm-hmm. What did we have? We had some sort of mushrooms.
They were crab stuffed mushrooms.
Yeah, they were good.
Stuffed with
mm-hmm.
crab.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then we had a tiny little thing of lobster bisque.
Yeah. Each of us.
Yeah.
We didn't share that.
Yeah. I'm loving this so far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, right. And then crab cakes. Yeah, you would have really been great.
Mr. Todd's allergic to shellfish.
So then we left there and we went to a wine bar.
Mm hmm.
Ah.
Yeah.
And then it was 7:50 and we were tired.
No, we weren't. I was ready to go to the club.
Yeah. I said, let's go. And he goes, we're going out. And I said, oh, no, we're not.
I said, we got bars to hit in all of the suburbs. Uh-huh. We were going to hit all the burb bars.
The burb bars.
Mm-hmm.
We hit one burb bar and we went home. But it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun little outing.
And I found out for sure, because I had suspected this. And, you know, they always say that age is just a number. It's a state of mind. And I've always, thought of myself as being very young for my age. And this is something that solidified that, is that I found out absolutely for sure that old fashions aggravate my reflux.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was bad.
Right. I mean,
but the hip,
you talk about young at heart.
But the hip, young.
Young at acid-filled heart.
But the hip, cool bartender, he was young, and he said he has the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
So that made you feel better.
Yeah.
Don't you love we discussed that mm-hmm. with the bartender?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really young thing to do.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm young at heartburn.
Mm-hmm.
But I was talking to him about being old, so I was doing self-defecating humor.
Yeah.
Self-defecating humor.
And then let's tell everybody to watch that show we watched on Saturday. That was so entertaining to me.
Yeah, it's the Red Dog.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of that?
No.
Yeah, it's called Red Dog, and it's an award-winning documentary. It's on.
You would like it
on Amazon Prime.
Uh huh.
And it's a country music writer. And he's written for some big people. He's a successful country music writer. He's from Oklahoma City. And the Red Dog Saloon is a famous or infamous script club from that area. And he does a documentary about his mom and her husbands and all their friends and everything that worked at that place. And it was just drug-filled, debaucherous story after story.
His mom was a
story.
Dancer. It was great.
And she was funny.
She was funny.
But it was such a dysfunctional
uh-huh.
way for a kid to grow up that he made a documentary about it.
But it's made him a successful songwriter, I think, mm-hmm. by having all these stories, you know. Mm-hmm. I know he wrote a song for Eric Church.
Yeah. But yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's full on redneck, you know.
Really, you watch know, it. Like, you will be
dysfunctional.
It's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I don't like to brag, but ever since I backed into show business, I've become a man of above average means. So I do have Amazon Prime, you know. So, you know, mm-hmm. I can afford that. I don't like to brag.
That was a good one.
The Amazon Prime is what it's on.
That's a good little show that I would have never thought that I would like.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good. It was funny.
Check it out.
Yep.
And then we watched Madea.
Yeah, the new Madea movie.
It was funny. It was the funniest one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really was.
Mm-hmm. If you like Madea.
Which I do.
I love Madea. I love Madea. I do love Madea.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me laugh.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen almost all of the Madea movies. So
me too.
The fact that I love her, the proof is in the pudding.
In the pudding. Mm-hmm.
That's what Madea said.
Yeah, I
get
it.
You know, the pudding.
Pudding.
The proof is in the pudding.
In the pudding.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello.
All right, so we have to take a break.
Uh-huh.
As much as I hate to, but I have to go to the restroom.
Oh. All right.
And I can't remember where I put my magazine.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we got more coming up.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Jody, did I tell you that our little friend Cubby called me the other day?
No.
On my way to work.
No. Way to work.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, he's up early.
Up early or up late?
Oh.
Do I have to tell you what morning he was up and so excited?
This week? This past week?
Last week. This airs on Monday.
I don't know.
About the Academy Awards, girl.
Oh.
Yeah, he was giving me, making sure that I knew all the scoop on the Will Smith and Chris Rock thing.
What was his out of this or but scoop of this?
He had the foreign country feeds and all that with Will Smith yelling at him and the F word and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
He wanted to know why you weren't using the little clapper thing that he got you. He says feelings were hurt.
No, he didn't.
Ask him.
We talk. No, he didn't.
Oh. Well,
stop.
Okay.
Anyway,
he would cry.
So what happened on the other feeds?
Well, just with him at that time, it was so fresh and new that people didn't realize that on the foreign feeds that the Will Smith was yelling F word at him and stuff like that. So,
yeah, it was awful.
And I'm thinking, all right, why is he calling me? He knows I don't like celebrities. I guess he figured I wasn't keeping up with it and he was trying to help out.
Yeah.
Because it was going to be the hottest topic.
Yeah. What'd you think of all that?
Of the Will Smith thing? I think he should have controlled himself. Everybody thinks Will Smith is such a great guy, and you'll hear people say, I thought so much of him until he's like a all around, everybody loves him and all that. I don't. I know some stuff about his personal life and all that I don't like. He's not as nice as what people think he is.
What I do not understand is that when Chris Rock made the joke, he was laughing.
Right.
And then the next scene was him going up and smacking him. But do men smack?
No, that's what I said in the beginning. He should have punched him. But sometimes some men think it is more insulting for another man to slap him. Yeah,
really?
Mm-hmm. I just wish Chris Rock, and I'm no special pleader for Chris Rock.
Yeah,
I wish Chris Rock would have beaten him.
I was proud of Chris Rock.
So I got,
because I can't stand. Smith is not a good person.
If this has cuss words in, I'll censor it.
Okay.
Post. Ooh. This was a leaked conversation.
Anybody, you know, and I avoided.
So hang on. Let me preface this by saying this was audio after it happened.
After it happened,
y'all can't see this, but it's a screen of a ceiling that somebody was recording a conversation post.
I have talked to him before about this very thing, and he could have gone at Jake Gyllenhaal was sitting right there. He didn't mention the scarf once. After anybody, you know, and I have warned him.
Are you sure that's real though?
I don't know. That's out there. I don't know. It sounds like him.
It sounds like it could be an impersonator too.
It could be. That's true.
Who's his name? Jay Farrow. Not that it is Jay Farrow, but he does a great Will Smith impression.
Let me see.
And all, but
the TikTok account is Billy Logan Thomas 3.
Oh, I don't know.
So,
wow.
But if that is real.
Mm-hmm.
I know there was a history there.
That's what everybody's saying. What's the history? That's what
the year before Jada Pinkett's boycotted the award show because he wasn't nominated or something.
Oh yeah,
he made a joke about and she wasn't invited to begin with. Whatever.
Oh yeah.
But I mean, either way, I wish Chris Rock would, and I wish he would still go back and beat the crap out of him.
No, I think he took the high road, and he looks a lot better for doing that.
You don't know what he's going to be saying in his stand-up act. He's on tour.
Well, I say.
He opens up tonight.
Yeah, he does.
Well, then tonight. I say go for it.
And I want to know, in the original footage, it's been, you know, I know we sound like we're behind the times here, but I want to know what he was about to say when he said,
I know.
I want to know what he was about to say.
I think he was about to say, boy, I could beat you down.
No, I think he was about to say, I could ruin you right now, because he probably knows something about
him. Oh, you think he's about to say ruin?
Or he could roast him right now. He could, you know, go off on
him. I'm pretty
sure
Will Smith can fight.
Well, yeah. Because he had to take boxing lessons and all that to do the Ali movie and that sort of thing.
He said,
but
boy, I could.
But I mean,
he did say that.
Mm-hmm.
You said, you're thinking he's saying, I could ruin you.
Mm-hmm. Or I could tell so much stuff, or I could go off on you right now, that kind of thing. But.
And you better be glad I went for that joke.
Mm-hmm.
The one I went for. Yeah.
He might have been ready to say, I could tell you that I've already slept with your wife, you know, or whatever.
Ew. Wow.
But yeah, Will Smith could probably beat him standing toe to toe. That's why I wish Chris Rock would have done something to take him by surprise. Like I said on the radio, gone up and said, I'm sorry, and walked over to him while he was sitting there yelling, I'm sorry, I apologize, and stuck his hand out to shake hands with him. And then when Will Smith stuck his hand out, Chris Rock just surprised him and just start beating the crap out of him right there, wailing on his face.
I don't know.
That would have been awesome.
Well.
But you know what? I love it when Hollywood liberals go at each other. That's a win-win for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
It's something.
And you know what else was dumb? Was when people say, no words should cause violence. No, that's dumb.
That's what usually causes violence. Mm-hmm.
Like if you say words. Something, like I'm just thinking, if you say something about, like say it's you that mm-hmm. somebody's talking about, mm-hmm. and it's so bad that I think it's, you know, uncalled for, then sure. yeah, I might take a swing at you.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, I would have been mortified had yeah, I been
that,
her.
In that situation, it was different. He shouldn't have done it in public.
I would have been like, have you lost your mind, crazy man?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well. He's a jerk anyway, and remember that. Those of you who think that's the only incident that's keeping you from really loving Will Smith.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow. Something.
Mm-hmm.
Always something.
All right. Well, now we really seem old because by the time this airs, the topic will be probably changed so many times. The details will be changed.
I think more and more stuff's going to come out.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Mm.
I do. I think he's going to do something at his stand-up. It's going to cause a ruckus.
We'll talk about it 2 weeks later.
Yeah. We'll talk about it 2 weeks later.
Right. Well, if something yeah. happens in the next hour, then we can put it in the cooking show, Todd, because we're going to record that.
But I know that this is going to seem old, but like this is going to be something people talk about.
Forever.
Forever.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, forever.
1, 2, 3, forever.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to go. I got to go make magic in the kitchen.
Yay. That means I have dinner tonight.
Oh, it's magic. Yeah. And this is going to be perfect for the weather.
I know. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. And you know what else?
What else?
This is not going to be. Usually, Mr. Todd is the taste tester, and he tastes it and goes, oh, it's so good. This isn't going to be one of those special moments because he's already had what I'm cooking today. It's not going to be the first time he's ever tried it.
I'm sure he'll take it another little bite. Good. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, this sucked this time.
It's not as good as it was last time.
Yeah, what'd you do?
However, last time he had this was after we'd had it left over for a while.
Oh, you tried to kill him?
No, I told poisoning. Him, I said, hey,
the
you can take this.
Day you can possibly yeah. eat it, I think.
Right. I said, go eat this tonight.
I remember that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice.
All right. So make sure you're checking out all the other podcasts on the Ace and TJ family of networks. and the AceTJ.TV and the YouTubes and all of that kind of stuff. We got so much going on. We just, you know, it's like we have 50 balls in the air and we're looking for one of them to stick.
I'm just trying to catch
that's
them.
All yeah we want one of them to stay up there. All right, we'll talk to you next time.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.